From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues to deal with each of the Ten Commandments, Dr. Cairns is bringing a second message on the Fifth Commandment, Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. The focus here is on the duties of children. In childhood, they are to render almost unquestioning obedience to their parents. Fathers and mothers are to be careful not to command their children to do anything contrary to God's law. In adulthood, children are to treat their parents with honor and respect, remembering the wisdom that they have gained over the years. Such biblical relationships are beyond price. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in just a few minutes. First of all, here is a brief devotional selection from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional thought for today is called A Man Without Fear. The text is found in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 12. And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. Of course, if the Lord sent Moses on an errand, he would not let him go alone. The tremendous risk which it would involve, and the great power it would require, would render it ridiculous for God to send a poor, lone Hebrew to confront the mightiest king in all the world, and then leave him to himself. It could not be imagined that a wise God would match poor Moses with Pharaoh and the enormous forces of Egypt. Hence, he says, Certainly I will be with thee, as if it were out of the question that he would send him alone. In my case also, the same rule will hold good. If I go upon the Lord's errand with a simple reliance upon His power and a single eye to His glory, it is certain that He will be with me. His sending me binds Him to back me up. Is not this enough? What more can I want? If all the angels and archangels were with me, I might fail. But if He is with me, I must succeed. Only let me take care that I act worthily toward this promise. Let me not go timidly, half-heartedly, carelessly, presumptuously. What manner of person ought he to be who has God with him? In such company it behooveth me to play the man, and like Moses, go in unto Pharaoh without fear.
Jesus, I'm glad I'm
How often have you passed a church displaying a sign which reads, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not because of his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who were saved during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may make your check out to Let the Bible Speak. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
almost unquestioningly, while you are young. When God says honor, He means with gratitude. Can I say that that must never be absent? Never be absent. Gratitude to the parents who brought you into the world, who have nurtured you, cared for you, provided food and shelter, and whatever their deficiencies, which may be real or imagined on your part, they have done a work for you without which you would not be here. So with gratitude, show them love and respect and obedience. Learn well from them the law of God and the gospel of God. Learn well from them the wisdom of the Word of God. You remember in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, we read, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." Similarly, at the beginning of the 7th chapter, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live. My law is the apple of thine eyes. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart." That's what the Bible commands children to do. To honor by paying respectful, obedient, submissive attention to the teaching of those parents from the Word of God. And then continue to give due weight to their advice, even when you are an adult. I realize the Bible says when a person marries, that man leaves his father and his mother. It is a foolish father and a foolish mother that wants to hold on to grown-up children to keep them little ones for the rest of their lives. It is a wise set of parents who will learn how to lengthen, as it were, the apron strings and then finally cut them to let those young people make the decisions they must make in good conscience and in the light of the Word of God. But those young people must never forget they are still their parents' children. And they must give always the weight of honor to those parents. They must pay attention to the well-meant advice that those parents give. Sometimes it's difficult for young people who grow up to be better educated than their parents. They learn things their parents never knew. And very often with a little bit of education, they look down a long snooty nose at their less educated parents and think, well, now I know so much more than they. The truth of the matter is, all you've ever got to know is a little bit of fluff out of a textbook. You don't know much about life at all yet. The old father and mother, who maybe haven't been to school as you have been, have forgotten more in any one night's sleep than you've ever known about life. And you would do well to pay attention. Even adult children should not fail to honor their parents and then support and relieve them in their old age, something we return to a little later. Now that's the precept. Honor thy father and thy mother. Now we know that many children balk at that. Perhaps even some of you. You're kicking at it. You know the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. You know that by it, it means your respectful submission. And yet, you balk at it. Now, there are various reasons for that. Sometimes the reason is all in the child, in the young person. Sometimes it's just your own sin and your own hard-headedness and your own hard-heartedness. We also know that there are times when parents show less than the best common sense. One thing you find about common sense, the longer you live, the more you find it, is that common sense is not all that common. It's very rare, in fact. Many parents show little sense, little knowledge of their responsibility. They show little biblical wisdom or insight. Worse, at times, some parents are not at all honorable. Sometimes they're difficult to respect. And so there are problems very often on both sides, and the conflicts are there. But the precept still holds good. Honor thy father and thy mother. That's the precept. Thankfully, the Lord also gives us a perfect pattern of keeping that precept in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2 and verse 51, I read of the Savior that he went down with them, that is, with Mary and Joseph, and he came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Now, to be subject unto them, he had to place himself under them. The word subject is a very simple word. It's not always a good idea to think you can get the meaning of a word simply by the parts that go to compose it, but in this case it gives us a fair insight. The word subject is made up of two Latin words. One is sub, meaning under. The other is iacheo, which means to cast or throw. And there you've got what a subject is. Someone who is cast under another, who is placed under another. The Lord Jesus became subject unto them. That means that he had to accept their instruction, receive their provision, and indeed the discipline of their home. Now that's what it means to honor. Now consider this. The Lord Jesus was truly the Son of Mary, but he was also the Son of God. And at times that involved a conflict. In the second chapter of Luke, for example, we read of Mary and Joseph and the Lord Jesus going up to the temple in Jerusalem when he was about 12 years old. They go up and the Lord Jesus there stood around and talked with the doctors of the law. Mary and Joseph, supposing that he'd been in their party, made their way in the first stage toward home, only to find he wasn't there. We know how Mary turned back and she upbraided the Lord Jesus. Gently, but nonetheless, there is grief, there is disappointment there, there is criticism there. Now think of this. His heavenly Father led the Savior to remain in the temple. He called it my Father's business. So his heavenly Father led him to remain in the temple. His earthly mother expected him to follow on. She didn't take time to make sure he was there, but she expected him to make sure he was there. And she was grieved at him when he wasn't there. And the more she thought of her own failure to go around and check, the more she loaded the blame onto him. We all know that parents at times can be very, very adept at doing that. That when they feel their own failure has led to a situation in the home, they then load more of the guilt and more of the blame onto the young person. Well, Mary tried that. So there was a conflict here. What the will of God was and what the will of his parents on earth was. And yet we read following that, he was subject unto them. In other words, as far as was consonant with obedience to God, the Lord Jesus fully obeyed his earthly parents. And I tell you, that is a very good rule for us. As far as is consonant with obedience to God, We should seek to obey our parents. That's what Paul means when he says, obey your parents in the Lord. Your obedience to God is overarching. It is that which dictates your attitude to everything else. But in keeping with that obedience, he says, obey your parents and look at the example that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, of course, when parents command that which is contrary to the law of God, children not only have no duty to obey, but they have a duty to disobey. Take, for example, and I will give you a very extreme example. It's good when you're giving an example of something so controversial as telling children there are times when they should disobey, to make it a very, very clear one. We heard our brother Paul Fitzsimons coming here from Jamaica talk about young people who had come to Christ and were doing well. And what a heartbreak it was to see young girls, 10 years old, 11 years old, growing in grace, being in the prayer meetings, being in the Sabbath services, witnessing brightly for Christ, showing an interest in the things of God, getting into the Bible. And then when they come 12 or 13, by the force of a mother's commandment, sometimes by the force of her corporal punishment, those little girls are commanded to live the life of a prostitute. If that child can disobey, should she disobey? With all her heart and soul, no parent. No parent, no man or woman on God's earth has the right to command anyone flagrantly to disobey the moral law of God. However, let's be honest. In the setting in which we are here, that situation does not arise. And when you young people are kicking over the traces and finding yourself at variance with your parents, it's not because your parents have commanded that which is contrary to the moral law of God, but they have commanded something that is contrary to your own selfish interests. You must obey as far as is consonant with obeying God. And in those cases where disobedience to parents or to any other legitimate authority is necessary to obey the Lord, we have got to recognize what we see in the Savior, that we cannot always please our parents, but we can always honor them. The Lord Jesus evidently hadn't pleased Mary when he remained in Jerusalem, but he certainly honored her.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.